are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam. And joining me in studio this morning, we have Brett Ofdahl and Paul Lepistow. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dave. Morning.
Hope you had a wonderful Independence Day yesterday.
We did.
It was the weather was just, you know, kind of nice. It wasn't too hot, which normally that's the case. But
about 30 degrees less than what it has been on some 4th of July.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, that means it's that time of the year, too, to do a little cleanup along the shoreline. And that's what we want to talk about this morning.
It'll be the 13th. Time flies when you're having fun. 13th cleanup that will be held in the Pier Fort Pier area. And it's going to be a week from today, Wednesday, July 12th. We'll be based out of Downs Marina again. The cleanup will run from 5 to 8 p.m. And you can stop by the park already and get registered at starting at 4:30.
Fantastic. And boy, Brett, this is something that you thought up a while ago, and it's really been a big help. And you've really pulled a lot of stuff out along the shoreline and around.
Yeah, you'd think at some point we'd run out of stuff to pull out, but that hasn't been the case so far. I think we're winning on some things, you know, less tires. I think we only had one last year.
Wow.
Used to be a lot of those, but still managed to find lots of stuff. And part of that, we have a lot of people that have come back every year, so they know where to look for stuff. And it depends on how high the water is, too.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference, but last year it was pretty low. This year, I don't think there'll be a lot of flow either, so there'll be a fair amount of shoreline to work.
So when you get folks together, you come up with a plan and you send folks out. How does that work?
The key to it is really the, as Brett said, people know where to find things after doing it. And that's a credit to, we get help from state and federal agencies, South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks, Corps of Engineers, Fish and Wildlife Service, all bring not only their boats, but their staff. And their staff has been on the water, out doing research or the work that they do for their regular jobs. They're observant enough and say, well, this is stuck on this bank, or this object is just below the mouth of the bad. And so we know, and then we can target that. But those agency boats are really essential for this cleanup. Not only do the guys know what to do and how to run the river, but they also have the room to take volunteers along with them. So people will, just regular volunteers will be able to jump into those agency boats during the cleanup and be able to be deployed then on shorelines that we can't reach by truck and trailer, and be able to do a ground cleanup. So it's a two-pronged approach. We do it by land and by sea, as Paul Revere would say.
Yeah.
That's what has been the combination for us to be able to gather the amount of tonnage that we have. Over 26 tons in the 12 cleanups that we've done so far.
My goodness. And yeah, having that information really helps to make it more effective when it comes to the cleanup.
It's a limited time, very narrow window, 5 to 8 o'clock, and so they're deployed. We get the people on the water or out on the ground crews around 5 o'clock, and then want everybody back by 8, so they're back in time for the picnic supper that we have in the park. But it's got to be done with pretty good precision to get that much stuff done in that narrow of a window.
Absolutely. Now, folks who want to volunteer, whether, you know, it's an individual, a family, a group from
business.
Work,
yep.
What do they need to do? Do they need to bring anything with them?
Bring your friends. bring a team, you know, if you can. Bring a truck and a trailer or a boat and a small group. Paul's got a big map with a clear piece of plastic to go over it so we can divide up the river and assign different areas to different people and keep everything straight. But if they want to come and help, just show up at Downs Marina at 4:30 next Wednesday. If you want to get on one of the agency boats, get there a little bit early. Those tend to fill up fast. They've got room, but a limited amount of room, and they'll have life jackets. Wear good shoes, long pants, sunglasses and a hat. Bring a refillable water bottle. Put on some sunscreen and bug spray and just show up. If you have an old pair of work gloves you don't care about, bring them. If not, we'll have some down there. But Just be dressed to work, and we'll find some garbage for you.
Absolutely. And this is really important, because otherwise this is not going to happen. It's not going to get cleaned up by itself. So this one day, just this, even the small window of time, makes a huge difference.
And one thing we like to have been starting to tell people is that really the river cleanup should go 365 days a year. Mm-hmm. When you're walking into a business, you're walking down, taking a walk in the evening, you see something laying in the gutter or in the boulevard, pick it up and dispose of it properly, because if you don't, through wind or rain runoff, that object is going to end up in the Missouri River. And we want to keep the river, obviously, as clean as possible for the importance it has for this area, not only recreationally, but economically.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that message is really timely today. As we were talking before we came on the air, there's a lot of fireworks going off last night. Even if you didn't shoot it off, if there's something laying in your neighborhood or in your street or your gutter, just pick it up, because otherwise, between, you know, we have a window between now and the next rain or big windstorm to get that stuff out of off the street and out of the gutter.
Right.
Or like Paul said, it does end up in the river, because it'll get washed down to the storm sewer drain and ends up in the river. So everybody can participate, whether or not you show up next Wednesday or not. We'd love to have you, and we'll feed you if you do show up. But yeah, everybody can help every day.
Absolutely. That's just that few minutes it will take to pick up, dispose of it. It's going to make a big difference down the line. So great message there. And as you said, after the cleanup's done, you're going to make sure everybody who came out is fed.
Oh, it's been a tradition since we started in, I don't know if we did it in 2009, but starting in 2010, every cleanup since, we've had a picnic supper for the volunteers. A cleanup is like an army. It marches on its stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And this year already we've got donations from 10 area restaurants, Big Tom's Diner, Casey's, Cowboy Country Store, Drifters, Domino's, Gators, Jake's, La Minestra, Pizza Hut, and Richie Z's have all said, yep, we will provide the food for your hardworking volunteers. We started asking the restaurants to do this last year, and nobody has ever said no.
That's great.
They realize the importance of the cleanup and what the river means to this community, and they said that's the least we can do for what the volunteers are going to do for this community.
Absolutely. So those who want to be part of this, let's tell them where to be and when to be there so they can be part of it.
Yeah, Downs Marina, next Wednesday, July 12th. Get there about 4:30 so you can get registered. We'd like to have everybody on their way by 5 o'clock, so it takes a little bit. Everybody's just got to sign a waiver, and we want to kind of keep track of, Paul's got a sheet to keep track of everybody where they're headed, so we cover everything but don't double cover any areas.
All right, sounds good. Anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up this morning?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, appreciate the help and for the promotion of it.
Yeah, it's an important thing. Thank you so much for heading this up, and I'm sure you're going to have a good turnout next Wednesday, and we'll do your darndest to work on the river shore again.
Just a shout-out to the City of Pierre, Val Keller and her staff at Solid Waste Facility. They provide the roll-off containers. We sort the everything that's collected into three different containers, and then it's disposed of by the City of Pierre. And so that's a big contribution from them as well for not only the roll-offs, but the staff time and the disposal of what is collected. So we appreciate that.
Right. Every bit is important. So everybody pitching in, that's what it's all about. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again down the line.
Thank you.
And that's Brent Ofdahl and Paul Lepistod joining us this morning. If you want to find out more again about the cleanup along the river, you can check out our community calendar. We've got the details up there for you as well. So that'll wrap up the Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you this morning by May Adams.